You have 3x5 cards in the pew. Pass them so that everybody has one, and if you don't, there should be some around here. You may choose to use them or not. I'll be asking you if you use them to come and put them under the altar, because we're going to be talking about fear, and I'm going to ask you to think about what you're afraid of. Fear is debilitating. Anxiety keeps people from doing creative things, keeps organizations from doing creative things as well. Do you know that in the literature, on my shrinkdom side, there is a ecclesiophobia, which happens to be fear of churches, or even a phobophobia, which is fear of fears. In this case, however, we're talking about the disciples who were gathered behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. It's the third time in John that that phrase is used, phobos of the Jews. The first time is in the Feast of Tabernacles. Nobody said anything out of fear of the Jews. That is, anxiety keeps people from conversing or talking or discussing. Fear locks people into themselves. Second time is after the crucifixion. Joseph of Arimathea did the business with Jesus' body in secret because he was afraid. That is, fear inhibits openness and actually creates the penchant for secrecy. And then this text, the disciples are behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. Here, fear restricts activity, creates barriers to the outside world. So we know what fear does. It inhibits creativity, it inhibits communication, it causes us to go into ourselves, it keeps us from engaging with other people, and it restricts our behavior. So what are your fears that do that in your life? I'm asking you to take a card and either, if you've got a pencil or pen, write down a fear that you have. I've already put mine up there. If you don't have a pencil or pen, you can actually just think of what you could put there, because I'm going to ask you to take the card and come forward with the card, which is your fear or fears. And I'm going to ask you to put it on the sheet, which is the best representation that I could do for the linen left at the tomb. For it is, as we will discover, in the presence of the Christ that we face our fears. But for the moment, just your fears. And as you are willing or able, after writing the fear, just come on up and put it here. So, in our midst, among us, in this body of Christ, like the disciples, there are many fears and anxieties. Mine, by the way, which I only faced yesterday, was, among others, was a fear of aging and physical debilitation as a result of that, stimulated in part by watching my aunt go through this. So we all have fears, and actually in the world, even for the disciples, the fears don't go away. So what happens? In the midst of the disciples, Christ comes. It is his presence that makes the difference with the fear of the disciples in fear, locked doors of the Jews. He offers himself to us. He offers to Thomas and the disciples his stigmata, his wounds. He offers to the disciples his presence. He offers to the disciples shalom, the holistic peace that comes from a new and right relationship with God and with each other. From week one to week two of Jesus' appearances, the disciples most certainly still feared. It's not like in this world all the fear is gone. But what is different is that in the midst of our anxiety and fear, Christ comes into the rooms in which we are locked out of fear of whatever, offers himself body and blood, offers himself the stigmata of his wounds, offers himself the peace that passes all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The reason that this is placed here this way is because I want us to be able to see the fears, but they are not dominant. The fears are placed under the cross, which is, again, the presence of Christ in our midst. Now, truly, amen.